KO4HKX, W4DHIW. Is it foggy out there, Patrick?
Not yet, Dave, but I'm just known, so it could get there any minute.
Well, I was going to take some pictures of the sun coming up, and it's really, really foggy down here. I can't see the far end of the backyard. The fog is so thick.
John, you might be able to get up over the fog.
Yeah, it doesn't like to take off if it's that foggy. It has a hard time seeing the GPSs, collecting enough satellites, and then it uses optical flow to stabilize itself, and it can't see through the fog to tell where the ground is if you get too high.
I didn't know. I don't know anything about those things.
Back during COVID, I got up really early most mornings, and I took a lot of pictures of the sunrise from 400 feet up, and I stored those and used those. One of the two that I have will do what's called a global panorama. It's like you're sitting inside the center of the Earth, and you're taking pictures of all of the perimeter of the Earth from the inside. But it does that at 400 feet up, and then you stitch them all together into a single picture that is a big, long, spread-out rectangle. And then you can see horizon to horizon all in one flat desktop. So my desktop's got two monitors, and it works perfect. It expands from one to the other, and I can just see everything that there is for 360 degrees around. And almost to the top is like looking straight up, and almost to the bottom is like looking straight down. So it's kind of cool. But I use that NVMe stick for something else, and I wiped out all those pictures and didn't realize that's what was on that stick. So now I'm starting back over from scratch. I don't have any of those COVID pictures.
But it happens. I've done the same thing, and that's when I started labeling my USB drives and all that stuff real well with what they are so that I know.
Yeah, I usually don't have that problem. I got some terabyte drives that I just dump everything over to before I erase them. But I was changing some things around and I needed that space really bad. So I wasn't really paying as close attention as I should have. I should have dumped them off over on a terabyte drive, but oh well, stuff happens, you know.
I'm starting to get into the fog a little bit now that I'm about halfway down the mountain.
Ever much traffic out there? You by yourself?
There's a guy here, but nothing close to me right now. They usually blow by me like I'm sitting still.
I usually bump it in neutral when I'm coming down that hill. And sometimes, depending on how much traffic there is, if there's traffic, I'll put it on cruise control. And the vehicles I have now, the old vehicles that I had before, where you put them in cruise control, they cruise way past what you had them set to. But the ones that I have now, if you get too much ahead of it, they'll brake for you. They try to keep it in a closer range. That way I don't have to do any braking. I just have to turn the steering wheel. Does that truck have cruise control?
Cruise control, but it also has an extra braking system. Like if I let off the accelerator, you hear the fan come on and the trans brake comes in, the exhaust brake, all that trying to slow the truck down. So when you hear that big fan running, I'm either coming down a hill or coming to a stop, or I'm making a pull on the hill when it's getting hot.
That's kind of like Amy's car when I'm driving. She's got a hybrid. And when hers comes down that hill, it really charges that battery up because it uses that. It does the regenerative braking. And so I usually flip it over there to that screen so I can see power going from the wheels to the battery, or from the wheels to the motor to the battery, or power going from the engine to the wheels, or from the engine to the motor to the battery. So you can get energy from the engine or from the wheels, and the engine will be turned off and that regenerative braking will be pumping electricity into that battery.
All that work, spin it backwards and turn it into a generator.
And they do it so quick. They take advantage of every little opportunity. They'll turn it on for like 3 seconds and turn it back off. when you go down a little tiny hill. But going down big hills on the interstate, hilltop in it really works good.
It's extended range on them, that's for sure. And maybe one day that technology will get where it is a viable option for replacement, but I don't think it's just not quite there yet.
Well, it's nice to have that. And it's nice to have the hybrid because we can get somewhere between 400 and 500 miles on a tank of gas. I'm going to make it almost down to my in-law's house. I have to stop one time before we probably could make it. I'm just not willing to let it get down that far. And with my car, about 350 miles, you got to stop and fill it up.
10-gallon tank on there.
That's another thing. Mine's got like 16 gallons, and hers has like less than 13 or probably 10. Hers takes about 2/3 the cost of what mine takes to fill up when they're both empty.
Yeah. I figure your Nissan would go further than that on 16 gallons of fuel.
Well, that's partially my fault. It doesn't weigh that much. It weighs 1,000 pounds less than most vehicles its size, and it's got 350 horsepower. And you know what happens with that, right? That kind of blows the gas mileage.
That heavy right foot.
Yeah, when Amy's driving, she can get inch almost 15, no, almost 10 more gallons, not quite 10 more gallons out of it. Or 10 more miles out of a tank of gas, out of a gallon of gas. 10 more miles out of a gallon of gas than I can, but she just never gets in a hurry for anything. And, you know, it's when somebody gets slow behind me, I get over and pass them, and I don't waste any time doing it.
Seeing how much that affects fuel mileage. It's when I used to have guys come in complaining about their fuel mileage on the diesel trucks. I'm like, a lot of it is driving habits. I'm not telling you you're doing anything wrong, but you're not maximizing what you're doing for fuel mileage.
Yeah, and with a hybrid like that, it kind of gives you incentive to do that, especially if you've got it on that screen that you can tell what's happening. If you have feedback, it kind of helps you to ease up off of that accelerator. But when somebody pulls over in front of you and then slows down, that's the worst for me. They'll change lanes and get in front of you, and then they'll slow down. And they'll hit the brakes. And my tolerance threshold for that is very low.
Right there with you. But I can take the excursion that I have, and I can get 25-plus miles a gallon out on the highway. And you're talking a 10,000-pound vehicle. And most people can't do it. And I can do it no problem, which gives me a range of roughly 900 to 1,000 miles if I stretch it all the way down to the bottom.
Well, that would be nice. But then when you fill it up, ouch.
No, it's a big ouch.
Well, hopefully we won't be making that many trips anymore. I went looking for new vehicles. I was going to get a truck. I saw Landon's out there at the when we were cutting up that firewood. He upgraded to a new Toyota pickup in the Tacoma, and I had no idea they were that nice. So I started looking at them, and the way COVID has rearranged how you buy new cars, after I figured out how that works now, I'm no longer interested. I'll just stick with my old stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you. If I can't get what I want, I'm not spending that kind of money. I'm not just going to take something that you say, here, this is all you get for that kind of money. I'll just go find something used and make do with it then.
Well, I started that process. I started looking at the used stuff for that exact same reason, right? If you're going to charge me, $30,000 to $50,000, I'm going to get what I want. I'm not going to just settle. So I've switched over and started looking at the used vehicles, and the used ones cost more than the new ones. But then I saw, that was over the weekend, and then I saw that the used car prices are now starting to crash. They're coming back down. People are figuring this out, right? So they're coming back down. So now just wait. I think it's time, right now is the time just to wait it out and wait for things to get back to the natural order. Wait for, you know, water seeks its own level. Wait for the water to get to its own level again, and then start looking.
And I'm with you, and I'm seeing the same thing. Used car market starting to settle its way back down there where it should be. But hopefully some of the other things do along with it.
Yeah, it might take a little bit. I think 2023 is going to correct a lot of what 2022 messed up. We could have done with being Rip Van Winkle for 2022, just sleep through it.
2023 might be, you know, I don't think I want to wake up yet. I'm going to hit the snooze button.
Well, I'm holding out for, so far, I mean, it could turn around any minute, but so far in the stock market, things are looking a lot better in 2023 than they did at the start of 2022. So I'm hoping that just continues on. There's people that are on both sides of the fence. Some of them say, no, it's nowhere near done yet. It's got a long way to go. And then there's others that say, no, I think we're coming out of it. All the signs are looking up. So who knows? Nobody really knows. We just have to wait and see. W4DJW.
Yeah, KO4HKX. I'm with you there. And nobody rid of that. It's all a guess. And all you can do is speculate off of old data, and old data doesn't always give you the correct picture of what's going on anymore.
I like to picture it like a big school of fish and sharks out there swimming around, right? Yeah, you never know what that ball of the fish is going to do, and that's the way the herd is out there, the stock market. It's like a ball of fish. Anything little comes around, they get really nervous and flinch. But sometimes it's not really anything, and they just plow right through it. So who knows? Anyway, it's kind of fun. Keeps life interesting. Anyway, I'll let you get back to paying attention to the road. Just heard you out there this morning. Thought I'd say hello. KO4HKX, W4DJW. Be careful out there.
I'll talk to you this morning. Always a pleasure. And you stay safe if you head out today. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
HKX, N4JVM.
Hey, how are you been? You feeling better?
Much better, all except I've been up all night.
But nothing bad.
Define bad.
Oh, now.
One of my power supplies go out on my shack. And I had to take it out, so I had to move a lot of things and pull a lot of wiring out. And I got frustrated with it, so I dismantled the whole thing, and I've made it to where I'll never have that problem again, but I've been up rewiring everything and making new jumpers and everything all night.
He got you.
Roger.
I guess it's a good thing you don't have to go to work today then, isn't it?
I do. I gotta go have four cars impounded after a while.
Four cars impounded?
I had to do an eviction on a piece of property that I'm live in Bishopville and Florida. And I had to assist them with doing an eviction. I'm the property manager. And they never came and got their cars, so now I've gotta have them taken off.
It won't be too bad then, just having somebody come haul them off.
Have to be on site when it happens to show them my paperwork showing that I'm legally the property manager and they can take them on my word.
I'll be caught in the middle of that he said, she said thing, so you got to have your documentation straight.
And considering they'll be sending four different trucks instead of all at once, they're probably going to be staggered, or one, then another, and then maybe a turnaround trip. Each car has to go with a copy of the paperwork.
Doesn't take too long, and you can get you some rest. If not, maybe you can take a little nap there in the truck. Won't be the first time I've done that.
It lays back quite nicely to sleep in.
Excursion's got the same seats in it, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
I actually set this up with my power splitter this time. How's it sound? I'm actually running on my emergency battery power right now.
Good and clean. I'm We're not having any problems receiving you at all.
Just wanted to make sure I was coming in decent because I'm seeing how long these batteries are going to run for. I've only got it set on 10 watts output right now. I'm going to see how long it'll sit and monitor and I can talk today on it.
Patrick, what size battery you got?
20 amp hour lithium ion phosphates. And so they should last 20 amp hours a piece. So they're series, so it's 40. I'm hoping I can get a couple decent hours of transmit out of them.
I think you'll be all right because I use a 24 amp hour battery. That's what my station at the house runs off of. And I'll call the net and be on the radio for, you know, a while and not have any problems. And I'm monitoring it the whole time. And so it lasts a pretty good while.
Good to know. I've just been wondering. I've had them sitting here, and I've ran on them one other time on the thermal belt net a couple weeks ago, but that wasn't but a few minutes, and I really couldn't get any results out of that. So,
hear me on my 991A. I'm running off of battery, and then I just flip it back over and let it charge when I'm done.
What do you have charging yours?
It is just a little AC trickle charger, but I have the solar panels and stuff to do it. I just haven't done it yet. Kind of hope to get to do that this spring when it starts to warm up a little bit and dry up around the house.
I've got everything to hook solar panels into mine. I've just got to get the panels themselves. When I was putting all my wiring in and all, for all my antennas and everything, I went ahead and ran my wires for the solar controller up into the attic so I can just pop them out and put them up on the roof. But right now, the way I've got it set up is the batteries are actually charging off of my power supplies going into the power strip, and then it's plugged into its own fused port to charge, and so when the power kicks out, the radios never miss a lick.
Straight to the battery, so I don't know. Mine is not hooked to AC power, so mine doesn't mix anything either, unless the battery goes dead, then I'd have a problem.
HKX. No, negative. Sorry, Patrick.
Good. So that's how I have my setup right now. Like I said, it's not a permanent thing. It's just what's working for the moment.
Just wanting multiple options to recharge the batteries if there's extended power out or anything like that. Plus, when I put the shack in, I brought in two 20-amp circuits specifically for the shack and double grounded everything coming in for the shack. And I've got an inverter generator set up that just the shack and the room it's in and the heat will run on in this room, and it'll power nothing else. And then I've got a generator for the rest of the house.
Literally build a shack for your ham shack, a separate, you know, building.
I have an inset in one of my bedrooms in my house that's 6 foot wide and about 3 foot deep. Well, it's 34 inches deep, and it butts up to the closet and an exterior wall of the house, so I built it in that inset where nothing else will really fit and sit right, and so it just worked out perfect.
Just the way you're describing it, I was envisioning you had a separate building for your ham shack, and that's a good idea, but I see what you've done now.
I just wanted to isolate all the radio equipment and put it on a more stable, pure sine wave generator than something that's up and down.
That, I get it, and but you're sounding good. No problem this morning.
Appreciate appreciate it. I'll let you get back to your drive. I'll probably talk to you later this afternoon.
I'll be around. I try to monitor the radio throughout the day, but sometimes I have to turn it down and forget to turn it back up. So if I don't hear me, I'll be back around in a little while. KO4HKX, good to talk to you this morning, Jerry. Glad you're feeling better.
And later, when I remember, I'll send you a picture that you can look at from before when I did the shack originally I took, and after I'm done with it this evening, I'll send you another one and show you what it turned into.
I'm curious to see how you done that. But good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
4JVM, I'll be clear and monitoring. Oh, and also wanted to tell you, my 991 finally came in.
3KA3JCA.
JCA in 4JVM. Good morning, Richard.
Most of the night listening to 7009.
You're not the only one. I've been listening to it on my cell phone because my shack is still in pieces.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened, but I had some sharp pains on my back, and so I got up this morning. I did a couple of entries, and I'm getting ready to log in now and see what's going on.
I've at least got power back to the shack, and I'm starting to go back in with everything. If there's a bunch in there, let me know. I've got my hotline up and my cell phone sitting here, but if there's a bunch of stuff in there, let me know, and I'll log in and knock some out, too.
Last night, there was over 13 in there, so I don't know what it is this morning. I don't know if anybody else has jumped in there, but I took care of three of them this evening.
Yeah, see how many's in there. If Tony or Bill didn't jump in there and knock some of them out, I'll plug this monitor in and plug my computer in, and I'll jump on for a little bit and knock a few out.
Okay.
Now? We're doing that ham shack hotline.
You're knocking out. I mean, I'm just curious. Y'all helping other guys or what you doing?
You could say that. We're part of the support team now, entering when people put in a request for a phone number and so forth like that. We go through and help process it.
I was just curious. I don't want to interrupt. Y'all continue on. KO4HKX.
Hey, I sent you those two files, both 578 and 878. So just remember to change the DMR ID and then go in and change the APRS information.
And I'll send it to him and let him know. If he has any problems, I'll help him, or if I can, I'll send him your way.
Yeah, had I had his information last night, I would have actually just put his DMR ID in there and fixed his APRS side of it. But I ended up having to turn Chandler's APRS off because I'm not sure what happened. But somehow it got off frequency and on a wrong channel, and it locked him off the South Carolina system. But I've got him back online now.
I hate it happened to him, but, I mean, it could happen to anybody. That's why you got to pay attention to that stuff.
Gave him a chuckle last night because Richard got his hand slapped yesterday. I mean, the guy knew that I was helping him try to do it, but when I was troubleshooting and I set mine up to try to duplicate the process, well, I fell asleep for like an hour or so, and needless to say, my radio filled up the guy's the log on 35 different repeaters, basically, but it didn't crash the system, so I had to go back in and remember to turn it off.
It happens. I guess just one of those things that, like I say, you just got to be careful with it. Try to catch it when you can.
Like I told him, I said, you have to be real careful because I know it wasn't on. I know that he had a duplication of my system, and my system wasn't locking up or doing stuff. So it had to be an inadvertent key change or stroke, and you know when those radios are that small and the display is that small, sometimes you can hit the wrong button and not even realize it. So, but needless to say, it's all fixed and taken care of. KA3JCA.
That. Well, I'm going to go back to driving. I'm getting down here into traffic now. You and Jerry K on Dead Mean Interruptions, KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 7-3's guys.
Looks like there's only 5 U.S. tickets, maybe 6, I think.
I had to come back across the room. I've lost my zip ties.
Important. Don't lose those.
I don't know how I've lost them. It's a bag of 1,000.
If I could find the box that I got from my friend, it's probably a box of like 10,000 sizes. Oh, I'll give you some extras.
That's one of like 6 bags. These are the small ones, and I literally had them 10 minutes ago. I don't know what I've done with them.
Bed and threw the covers back or something and drug it off somewhere under the bed to chew on.
Point. She took off to the living room a while ago. I'll be back in a few minutes. Let me go see if she's got them in there.
Alrighty. KA3JCA.
I'll be clear.